Here's a couple things I just want to give you quickly to keep in mind. First of all, next step kind of stuff. If you are currently leading in some capacity, my hope and dream here is that you're kind of able to notch up the bar in your life and at the same time bring people along with you. The way to know if you're leading somewhere is, are people following you? Because have you heard that old phrase? You know, it's not leadership if no one's following you. That's called taking a walk. And so you're leading in some capacity if there are people following you. And so if you're doing that in some capacity, keep doing that. Ratchet up your leadership. Continue to pour yourself into other people. If you're not leading in any capacity and you're looking for a first step, here it is. Go to the area of ministry where you currently are. Like if you're a college student, go to that area of ministry. If you're plugged in somewhere else, helping out with coffee or helping out with life groups, find somebody who's leading in your area and just ask them, what can I do to serve you? What can I take off your plate for you? And start by serving. And it's literally simply that way and begin to move from there. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Like I told you before, we changed our website as of this morning. So if you go back to lead.rivchurch.com, it's no longer a registration site. It now has a ton of recommended books that you can go out and just pick up a book and read on these topics, as well as a whole bunch of papers that you might be able to download, as well as if you're interested in becoming either a pastor or a church planner, there's documents on there that you can download to see what that means and the grueling process, like I told you earlier, that we're going to make you go through. Finally, on May 22nd, we're planning on having this again. And your feedback is really, really valuable to us. So fill out that evaluation form. There's black tables in between in the little airlock sections here. If you just put that on the table on your way out the door, it will really help us figure out where to go with the next one of these. And I encourage you at that time, especially for those of you leading, bring somebody that you're discipling or pouring into with you. Whether or not they're leading, just find somebody, drag them along with you, bring them to the next one in May. Let's see, what else do I have on my little thing? Finally, on your way out the door, if a couple people could stay behind and help out, we just need to stack up all those chairs and tables. Eddie's back there. That's Eddie right there. Way of the day. See, that's Eddie. He is in charge of all that, so he will help you figure out where to stack them, how high to stack them, where to put things. If we could have a couple people just help us with that, that would be just awesome. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll just get out of here. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all of these people in this room and how you have... how you've been doing such an amazing thing. It's amazing to me that I'm meeting people here today that I've never met, and yet they've been serving and leading within this church. And I just thank you for what you're doing around here. Pray that you continue to do amazing things through us and in spite of us. Thank you for the challenge even that Christine gave us right at the end. Even just going back full circle to the beginning of the day, that we would live lives where we'd be comfortable saying to others, follow me as I follow Christ. And so I just pray that we would live those kind of lives. We pray this all in your son's name. Amen.